You're with Steve Austin on ABC Radio Brisbane.
11 past four. There are a few power outages around Brisbane, about 229 homes without power, but Energex are working of it, the Clear Island Waters in particular. The trains are really good this afternoon, so you don't have to worry about the traffic if you're catching a train home, apart from the usual busyness of the trains, but good news if you're travelling home by train. And on the trains, if you drive to Altandy Station at Sunnybank and catch the train, be warned. In the next 8 weeks, the Brisbane City Council is going to start fining you for parking in the streets nearby Altandy Station. After 4 years of dealing with cars blocking their driveways, residents living near the Altandy train station are fed up for fighting for space with commuters. And resident Christine is one of them. Chris, thanks for waiting on the line. What started this problem? Tell me about your pain.
The timetable for the Varsity Lakes Airport train was changed to Altandy in 2014. It was moved from Coopers Plains, which was actually purpose-built when the Gold Coast Line was put through to take the express stop. The commuters got wind of this, and the train from Altandy to Central is now the fastest means of commuting from Sunnybank into the city each day.
So it's a very attractive place for commuters.
Very attractive, like bees to a honeypot.
Bees to a honeypot, all right. Explain to me why the honeypot has become a problem.
The decision in probably 2006 not to include a car park in the area, in addition to the existing one, meant that there was only street parking. There was no need for it. The streets do not have the capacity. Streets are currently reduced to one-way traffic. We've got construction vehicles cannot get through to the construction sites. We've got patient transport vehicles that are parking in the middle of the road to get people out. So we've now got in excess of 250 vehicles parked in our streets, both on the north side of the track and the south side of the track. So it's a huge area that's actually impacted by these vehicles.
So this is the result of the unexpected consequences of making the Varsity Lakes Express service from Altandy Station.
Yes, and there was no community consultation or any impact statement done by Translink when they decided to make that change.
How many car parking spaces are at Altandy Station now?
Well, Altandy is one of the smaller stations, car parks on the actual Beenleigh line between Salisbury and Runcorn.
Which is a puzzle why they made it from that one.
Yeah, it's an 89-spot station where you've got Sunnybank has 219 and Benoon have 152, and these other stations have space around them to expand, where Altandy is smack back in the middle of residential, community. We have a church, we have a swimming club, we have primary schools, and we have local businesses run from their homes.
All right. Now, you've had a win over this with a plan from the council to put up no parking signs. What's going to happen?
It's a win in one way, but it's at the detriment of others. The council, after a consultation process and being aware of the issue, have decided to put in 7 to 9 restricted parking on one side of each street. So that will free up one side of the street so we can have tradespeople come and visitors. We can have our family come and park on the street. For instance, Jim's mowing comes to one resident and has to put their lawnmower on the property, then drive up the street and then walk 200 metres back to his client's place because he can't park his ute and trailer.
Crikey, okay. A significant problem. And people are parking across driveways and the like. It's been a real pain for quite some time for locals.
Exactly. People are parking, and I suppose the word is encroaching on driveway access. Counselling's infringement officers come out, but they refuse to issue tickets because they know that when they get to court, the magistrate will throw it out because he sees it differently to what the ticketing person does or what the resident does. The magistrate says, that's not encroaching on the driveway, what are you talking about? And so we've got people who are reluctant to actually even issue parking tickets when residents can't get in their driveway.
All right, so the matter's not been solved, but up until now, when the council put up these no parking signs. Yep.
Still, because you've got people, there's yellow lines in the neighbourhood, and the commuters will still park on the yellow lines 100%.
Yep.
So, and then we do know that parking restrictions are up in other streets, and they ignore them, and you've got people parking there before the allowed time period.
All right. Now, you've recently been asked to brief the Transport Minister of Queensland, Mark Bailey. Have you had a response yet?
Well, I wasn't actually asked to brief Minister
Bailey. I'm sorry. My apologies.
We had Translink come out at our request. The Director General of Transport and Main Roads referred us to his Deputy Director General of Translink, who came out, and the information that Translink had been forwarding to ministers previously and through other forums was incorrect. It was out of date. So rather than rely on Translink to accurately brief the minister, and of course I do know Minister Bailey personally through previous working experiences and other channels, I decided to prepare a briefing note to him and his department so they have an accurate picture as represented by the residents.
All right, so but you're still waiting for a response from him?
Yeah, it was only a week or 10 days ago, okay. So I suppose that's too short a time around. Turnaround time.
I understand that. Now, what do you think needs to be done now? Build a new park and ride, or you know, where could it go if something like that could be done to try and solve this this problem?
In 2016, we canvassed the neighbourhood regarding vacant land the state government owns. This land is idle. It's been idle since the Gold Coast Line expansion over 10 years ago, and it's just a green patch right next to the station. It could house approximately 60 vehicles. But that wouldn't solve the total problem in the neighbourhood because you're looking for about 190, 200 vehicles. Anthony Short, the LNP candidate last year, proposed that it go up in the air, similar to a station at Geebung. The car park at Altandi is right on Mains Road. There's a lights-controlled access to it at the Our Lady of Lords Church. Not quite sure if the car park itself has the footprint to go up multi-level, but the church has its own issues with Queensland Rail because they issued last week warning to their parishioners not to park in the Queensland Rail car park because Queensland Rail officers would issue parking fines while they were at church.
Crikey, what a mess. What a mess. So bottom line, if people park in the streets around Altandi from next week, they will get parking fines?
If they park in the streets where it says no parking between 7 and 9, and most commuters arrive before 8.30.
Right.
We would have 90% of them arriving. They start at about 6.30 in the morning. That's the first rush, and then between 7.30 to 8.30, the rest of them flood in.
All right. There's land, state government land there, that would be pretty good for this by the sounds of it. How far away from Altandi Station?
It's about 20 metres.
That close, all right. In other words, there's a solution right at hand if the state government does it.
And it has been rejected. The local member...
They've already rejected it.
Prior to the lead-up in last election, the local member did actually canvass the neighbourhood, offering that land as use as a car park. But there was no formal communication to the neighbourhood or the residents as to why that land was unsuitable to convert to a car park. There was a range of issues about being too small, inconveniencing residents.
Residents are already inconvenienced.
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of infuriated people to see this land sitting there vacant that could be, in 2018, is only part of the solution. In 2016, it was nearly the total solution. That's
right.
How much it's grown since then.
Crikey, okay. All because of the lack of consultation when they changed the timetabling and made the Varsity Lakes Express go from Altandi.
No one knows of any consultation occurring, and Translink in their meeting with us admitted there was no consultation or impact assessment statement done.
In the spirit of Westminster democracy in Queensland, things continue. Good on you, Chris. Chris Seen there. Chris is a resident of Altandi. Are you finding that park and ride drivers blocking access in your street? It's not just Altandi, is it? There's a number of stations that have that park and ride problem. I believe Springfield may have a problem as well, and I believe up on the new line up to Redcliffe, I believe that's also a problem. But I'm fascinated to know if you're finding that park and ride drivers blocking access in your street. 1300 222 612 is the phone number. I've got a